Here's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 25th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went down 207 points, 1.7%. It closed at 11,707. Reports of exasperation and brinksmanship in Brussels brought the mood down today. The European Union had been working toward a grand deal by tomorrow to stop Greece's debt problem from spreading to Italy and beyond. If there's a deal, I'll call you. The S&P 500 down 25 points, 2%. NASDAQ down 61 points, 2.25%. The 10-year bond yield is down to 2.11%. So what would you answer if I asked you this? How are conditions now for businesses and jobs? What do you figure the situation will be 6 months from now? The Conference Board takes answers to questions like these and compiles the Consumer Confidence Index. The new one today shows more people feel the economy is miserable and think it's getting worse. Confidence hasn't been this low since the gloomy spring of 2009, and it smacks of recession. Ken Goldstein is a Conference Board economist.
Here we are 2 years after the official end of recession. It's not getting worse, but the bigger story on the part of consumers is not only is it not getting better, hasn't gotten any better, but starting in August and right here through the October survey, we see consumers sort of giving up some hope that it's going to get better over the next few months. And of course, this is a development, you know, just weeks before, what, 4 or 5 weeks before the start of the holiday season. This is not good news for retailers.
Because forecasts that came from retailers, and in fact this week from a place like FedEx, was they're thinking things are going to be a little bit better this season. Consumers are just not so sure.
Well, I mean, look, you know, what's driving all of this is the lack of better job growth, the lack of better wage growth. And so for 2 years, consumers have been sitting there, you know, at night saying, honey, we need a bigger piggy bank. So that the savings rate has moved up, spending really hasn't, and isn't until spending power picks up.
So this didn't come as a surprise to you, the latest data. This does fit into the pattern that you've been seeing.
Well, it fits into the pattern that the economy really hasn't taken off, isn't taking off, isn't about to take off. You've got consumers who are waiting for business to hire more. You got business waiting for consumers to buy more so they can hire more. So we're stuck here. And what I've been, the phrase I've been using is we're stuck in a slow lane. And if consumer expectations have actually moved down over the last 3 months, that sort of is confirmation. We have been here for the last 2 years. We're going to be here for a while.
Ken Goldstein at the Conference Board. The government's estimate for economic growth comes out on Thursday. Gross domestic product, July through September. Many economists had been expecting an oddly strong 2.5% growth rate, but they may have second thoughts after seeing consumer confidence today. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. Netflix stock could use some mouth-to-mouth today. The stock fell 34.9%. The first time it's been below $100 since the summer of 2009, this after the company confirmed that more customers than expected have bailed from the DVD and online movie streaming service. News that consumers may need their cash for something other than watching movies at home slows our pulse today. To see more about Netflix and how we're tracking the pulse of the economy, you can go to our website. Marketplace.org is the way to do that. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.